Hey there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to another podcast. Been looking forward to doing this one for a while now. And thanks to all the feedback saying how much you enjoyed the last one, comparing Nearby Explorer with the Sendero Seeing Eye app. That was one I was really looking forward to doing, and your feedback on that and telling me how much everybody enjoyed that, that was just awesome. Much appreciated. And thanks also to those of you who I had asked on the Viphone list, actually, what everybody thought of this podcast that I'm going to do. And again, your feedback was just overwhelming. Yes, you definitely wanted this. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to doing this for you also. What we're going to do in this podcast is compare five of the major, probably these are the most popular ones, probably. From the most popular GPS vendors, five of the most common GPS applications on that are available for iOS, so we're going to do that. And also in the process, I'm going to show you Blind Square, and that's another app that you can use to kind of tell where you're at, and you know, kind of announce places and places that you're going to, and streets that are coming up, and just a lot of good stuff like that. So that's what we'll be covering in this podcast. A couple things I wanted to comment on. First, I've gotten some email, you know, ever since I got my iPhone, people asking me, am I still an Android advocate? Do I, you know, because I used to be and still am a big advocate of the Android platform and that kind of thing. And the answer is unequivocally yes. Just because I've gotten an iPhone 5, that doesn't mean I have lost any interest whatsoever in the Android platform. That's not the case at all. I still believe, to be honest, that Android is more customizable and flexible than iOS in some ways. If you really want to tweak your device, Android gives you much more power and flexibility to do that. And there are some things, admittedly, about iOS that do drive me nuts, like the lack of, you know, file management built in and things like that. So, yeah, I still am a huge advocate of Android. But I also want to keep up with iOS developments as well, which is why I got this. They're both good, just for different reasons. Yeah, I am still as much an Android fan as ever. This particular podcast, of course, will focus on iOS apps, but there'll be more Android podcasts in the future. That you can be sure of. So that having been said, the apps that we will compare, and we'll do a walking route, and I'll do the same route kind of that we did for the comparison between the Nearby Explorer and the Seeing Eye GPS apps. If you haven't listened to that podcast, that's all right. You won't really miss anything, but I live really close to a park, and what we will do is go over there, and we'll try Blind Square out a little bit for a block, and then we'll put the route in for the Mom's Deli Delicatessen, which is a place I've been using quite a bit for my GPS comparisons, because it's fairly close, and it's a fairly easy route to get to, and you know, there is a turn in the route, which we'll have it do, but it's a good place to use for a destination. Of course, your mileage will vary depending on where you're going and what part of an area you live in with each app, but it'll be a good way to compare, you know, each one for a walking route. And so that's what we'll be doing. And during the first one, at least, we'll go ahead and use Blind Square on the way also and see what it reports. Now, after that, we'll probably just use the GPS app that we're comparing for guidance, because there'll be no sense in having Blind Square repeat the places along the way for each time we go through this route. But, you know, the first time we'll do that. So here's the five apps that we'll be comparing as far as navigation guidance goes. And probably we'll do them in this order also. So we'll do Google Maps, which has just released a new update recently. And that's a free app. Then we'll do a MotionX GPS Drive, which is one of my favorite GPS navigation apps for the iPhone. So we'll look at that. The Garmin app, we'll look at that one. Navigon, and TomTom. So we'll do all five of those. Now, I'm probably not going to go through every detail of each app because that's been covered before, and plus it would take way too long. So I'll just kind of point out the major things about each one and how to enter the route and things like that. So, that having been said, Blind Square, we'll look at that a little bit too on the way. You can also do a search in that, and it will pass a location or a place to the different GPS apps for the guidance. Now, if you have the Sendero Seeing Eye app, that may meet your needs, and you may not even need these other apps at all. It may work for you single-handedly. It's a good app. There's still some things I think that need to be improved, but that's coming. Sendero is working on it, as my previous podcast showed. But you know, if you don't want to use that one for whatever reason, or you know, these other options are available as well, and it's good to have choice. Choice is a very good thing. Now, some of these, let's see, Google Maps and MotionX. Well, you can preload the maps with MotionX, but to do the search, really, some of these GPS apps have POIs, points of interest, in their database. But if you want to do like a Google or Foursquare search, you really need to have a data connection to do that. So, for all intents and purposes, let's just keep this simple and just say that you will need a data connection to get the most out of these apps. And I know some people, you know, don't like that. You know, they don't want to pay for that or, you know, stuff. But really, I mean, these smartphones are mini computers, and data is one of their things. So if you want to get the most out of a smartphone, you need to have a data connection, and you got to be willing to pay for one. That's just the way it is. I don't know of an easier way to say that. That's just kind of how it works. Now, for these apps, you can use an iPod Touch and you won't have a data connection there, of course, if you're out and about. And you can use, there are some Bluetooth GPS receivers that are available. The Garmin Globe, I think, is one of them. And this actually is one of my pet peeves about iOS. You can only really use Bluetooth receivers that Apple has approved. And there's a bunch of other ones out there that are cheaper, and they don't work with the iPhone. But they work on Android just fine. And again, that is one of my pet peeves. Apple, I just think, is too controlling with their platform at times. And that's one of the many ways that they are. Before we head out, there's a few other things I wanted to mention, too, kind of not directly related to this, but somewhat in a way. I wanted to take this opportunity and answer a question that I've been asked a couple of times and mention a product that can actually be helpful with GPS navigation. I've had a few people ask me with the iPhone 5 how I'm able to take that SIM card, because of what I did with the last podcast, and was able to move the SIM card from an iOS device, iPhone 5, to an Android device, since it uses those small nano SIMs. What you can do is you can get these adapter kits. The pinout is actually the same on those SIM cards, whether it's a mini SIM, which some people think of as the full-size SIM. That's the one you're probably mostly used to. Then there's the micro SIM, which is used by things like the Nexus 4, the Galaxy S3 and 4, that type of thing. And then the iPhone 5 currently is the only one that uses the nano SIM, which is the smallest. It's even smaller than a micro SD card. And the pinout, though, is the same on all the cards. So what you can actually get are these adapters, and there's really nothing electronic within the adapters themselves, are just really plastic or metal pieces. But what they allow you to do is insert those smaller SIM cards into phones that take the larger SIMs. If you go on eBay, that's where I got mine, type in nano SIM adapter, three separate words. That's at least how I typed it. And you'll see a lot of them. There's kits that are about $4 or $5. The one I got came with three adapters. It converts, let's see, nano to micro, nano to full size, or mini SIM as it's officially called, but you know, the one that people think of as the full size ones. And so we got nano to micro, nano to mini, and then micro to mini. So you have all the bases covered with that. And then you can really put that nano SIM card into any phone that exists as far as GSM goes. So that's how I do that. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I'm not affiliated with this company, and they didn't give me anything to say this. I'm just mentioning because I think it's a darn good product, and I wanted to mention it. And for GPS navigation on the iPhone especially, because it's going to eat your battery quite a bit. And I won't use this, actually, and we'll see how well the battery does, the internal iPhone battery. But there is an iPhone case that I've got. I actually had one for my iPhone 3GS, and I have one for the iPhone 5 now, too. And it is just awesome. It's the Mophie Juice Pack. And what it is, it's an iPhone case that actually has a battery in the case. So you put the iPhone into the case, and then when your battery on the iPhone is low, you can use it to charge the iPhone, or you can just use that as your primary battery. And then when that's depleted, then your phone will use the its own battery. And it will give you, at least this one, now there's three different sizes of these for the iPhone 5, and I've actually got the smaller one, and it gives me like a day and a half extra battery power, even with using the GPS quite a bit. So it is an awesome case, and if you want to extend your battery life and have a good case, I would highly suggest you consider it. The other advantage of this case is it uses, instead of the proprietary connector, which, again, is another one of my pet peeves, it's like, if Apple was going to change the connector on the iPhone 5, why didn't they just go with micro USB, like what everybody else uses? Well, I can tell you why, actually, and I will tell you why. Because there's a chip inside of those Lightning connectors, and it's used for authentication. And I don't know about power, but certainly for accessories like output and things like that, it will only work, an accessory will only work if it has that chip. So if Apple doesn't want a manufacturer to produce a certain accessory, they can just refuse to sell them that chip, and then the accessory will not work. So yeah, the reason why they did it is so they have more control over what's available, but there is absolutely no benefit to the consumer to do that. Now, the thing about this case, though, is it uses a micro USB cable to both charge the iPhone and to charge the battery in the case itself. So once the iPhone is in the case, you connect a micro USB, and then it charges the iPhone and the Juice Pack battery. For the 3G, the 3GS, the 4, and the 4S, you can also sync over USB with iTunes. With the 5, it will not sync over USB if it's in the case. You'll have to do that wirelessly, but that's not really a big deal. I mean, nowadays, especially if you got iCloud and things like that, you can just sync with that. So I wonder if does anybody even sync with iTunes anymore? Certainly with your apps, which take the most space. You can just re-download those, and there's really no sense in wasting space on your computer hard drive backing up your apps, because you can just re-download them. So not a big deal, but I just wanted to mention it. So the only other disadvantage, really, of the Juice Pack, if you can call it that, is it does make the phone a little bit more wide. Well, not wide, but like it's not as flat since it's inside the case, and the case has a battery. But again, that's a minor disadvantage. The advantage far outweighs the disadvantage, in my opinion. So, and like I said, they have three of them. There's the Juice Pack Helium, the Juice Pack Air, and the Juice Pack Plus. And there's three different ones. Go check them out though at Mophie.com. It's Mophie.com. It's an awesome case, an awesome product, and I absolutely love mine. All right, what do you say? Shall we go ahead and head out and put these GPS apps through their paces? All right, let's go. I'll go ahead and pause this, and we'll pick it back up. I'm going to head outside across the street to the park over here, and let's go do some walking and GPS testing. All righty, we are back on the recording here, and I'm just going to open up the Blind Square application, and we'll use that to tell us where we are in this case. What it does, it's kind of like the Sendero app, in that it'll tell you what direction and what address you're close to and what streets you're coming up to. The advantage of that over the Sendero app, at least at this point, is you can lock your screen, and it will still work because it has its own TTS engine. Since at this point, Apple doesn't allow third-party developers to use the built-in voices, so each app has to kind of provide their own if it's going to be self-voicing. That's another thing that Android does allow, which I do like. But anyway, let's go ahead and open that app, and then we will walk for a block through this park here. Okay.
450, slide to unlock.
So,
messages.
We will go ahead
double
and
tap to open.
Let me just get across the street here first. Don't want to be messing with stuff like that in the middle of the street. Not safe. Okay. There we go. All right. So let's go ahead and open this.
Clock. Stop new App Store Game Center settings. Page one of settings.
And let's turn double that volume up just a little bit too.
Game Center settings. Settings.
Oh, I don't want to go to settings. What am I doing here?
Home.
Let's see.
Stock new app game setting. Page 1 of 3.
Switch
page 2
pages.
Of 3. Bot radio. Blind square.
There we go. Blind square. Okay.
Blind square. Search button.
And
double tap to do a search.
I will just show you briefly what's in here, this app, the layout of it.
Address is 6814 Lindenwood Place, St. Louis, heading northeast.
Yeah. Let's mute that just for the moment.
Outdoors and recreate, travel and transport, search.
And I think that's actually, well,
double
actually, we don't have to do that.
Search.
I'll just briefly tell you what's in here. We got the search, which is self-explanatory.
Tools, button.
Tools, let's
select
open
action.
That up.
Look around, button.
Look around.
Double tap and point your device in different directions to hear what is located there.
It's sort of like the look around wand in Sendero.
Your location, button. Double tap to hear your current address and the nearest intersection.
Yeah, so that'll tell you that, and we'll do that in a second.
Recent places, button.
Recent places is self-explanatory.
Nearby intersections.
Nearby
button.
Intersections.
Double tap to view a list of nearby intersections. GPS info, button. Cancel, button.
All right, so let's just do the location.
Look around. Select look around. Your location, button. Tools, button.
And in a second,
double tap to open the tools menu.
We should get that result here in just a second.
Your location. Nearest crossing is Lindenwood Place and Wenslick Avenue. Distance 164 feet straight ahead.
Okay.
Nearest address is 6801 Lindenwood Place, St. Louis, 106 feet slightly to the left, heading east.
Okay. One thing I would suggest, and what this uses, it uses Foursquare to actually provide you the points of interest, and it uses open street maps.
64 feet, crossing of Lindenwood Place and Wenslick Avenue.
Yeah. So, I don't know if OpenStreetMap provides this information, but actually, we're on Lindenwood, and Wenslick Avenue actually only runs on the other side of the street, not this side. And it doesn't tell you that, really, and I don't know if that information is available, but that would be a nice suggestion. The other thing I would suggest about this app is, if it could tell you, like, as soon as you change direction, as soon as it knows that, having it tell you that would be a nice thing. Also, now there's a couple other controls here, which I'll show you.
Other button, Foursquare button, tools.
Foursquare actually allows you to log in. You can check into Foursquare.
Button. Filter announcements. Other button, alert.
Look at other
blind
here.
Blind square settings button.
Settings.
Double tap to adjust the blind square settings.
Yeah, and you can look at that if you're interested.
Help button. Double tap to view the blind square help page.
Okay.
Accessory devices. About blind square. Give feedback.
Yeah.
Button. Rate application. Button. Cancel.
Okay.
Button.
So that's pretty self-explanatory.
Other button.
So let's go ahead and go to
double
the
double tap to open the other menu.
Let's go to the end of this block. And it should announce the next crossing also as we get closer. And I can go ahead and lock the screen, which I'll do.
Screen locked.
And you'll notice that this app will continue to work because it's using the acapella voices for the for its
address is 6701-6799 Lindenwood Place, St. Louis, heading east.
And heading east is correct. I'll tell you, could not have had a better day to do this. The weather out here is beautiful. It's in the 80s, not too humid. I mean, it's a great day for a walk. So, and I was really excited to be able to do this podcast. The other thing I might suggest about this app maybe is
57 feet, crossing of Lindenwood Place and Rather Avenue.
That's right. Maybe to give you a couple more announcements when you come up to a street crossing, like 100, 200 feet, something like that might be a nice thing. But here we are. We are at this crossing. Now, I will say, I have found so far that the open street maps, as far as streets go, seem to be pretty accurate around here. So that's a good thing. Okay, so what I'm going to do at this point is let's go ahead and close Blind Square.
Slide to unlock.
for a minute.
Blind square.
Because what we're going to what I'm going
to
do.
Double tap to open.
Is open up the Google Maps application.
Sandwich Place, Lagrange. 335 feet opposite direction. Office, Spry Digital, Lindenwood Park Satellite. 335 feet to the left, diagonally back.
Yeah, so it's getting a few places there, and that's a good thing.
App switcher.
Let's
blind
close
settings,
that for now.
Blind square. Double tap to open. Editing apps. Dismiss app. Blind music. Music.
Well, no, I didn't want to do that. Come on.
Utilities folder. Four apps. Music. Blind square. Double tap. Editing apps. Music. Blind square. Music.
Let's get rid of that, too.
Blind square.
And get rid of that.
Settings.
Okay. So.
Settings.
The first one that we'll play with and we'll try is Google Maps. So, this just came out with an update recently, and it is quite accessible now. And it is free. And I have not tested this yet with walking directions. It works good with driving. Although the interesting thing is, with the speech, I think it's, I don't think it has a text-to-speech engine built into it. I think it's downloading the TTS from Google's servers, because it'll say, like, in a quarter mile, and then it'll pause for, like, 3 or 4 seconds, and then it'll say, like, turn left or right. And the one thing I don't like about Google Maps that I've noticed, I tested this, actually, this morning on the way to and from church, actually. It says, like, in 800 feet, turn left or right, but it doesn't tell you the street until you really get up close to it. And that's odd, because, and that's what also makes me think that maybe it's streaming the voice from the server, because the Android version of Google Maps, which, by the way, has also recently been updated, and the experience is very similar. So, but it will tell you, like, an 800 feet turn right onto something, because with the maps on Android, it's able to use the TTS that's on the phone, and it's able to use whatever voice you have set as the default. So, again, you have a little more flexibility there. But anyway, I have never tried Google Maps in a walk route on the iPhone. So let's see how that works.
Utilities folder, Energizer.
All right.
Flexi, Google Maps.
So we'll go Google Maps.
Google Maps query search text field.
Now you can type in the query here. Let's go ahead and do directions.
Directions button.
I'll just show you what's here really quick.
View profile button. Menu button. Enter compass mode button. Menu.
Let's just see
button.
What's in
menu.
Let's see what's in the menu.
Close menu. Traffic button. Public transit button. Bicycling button. Satellite button. Google Earth button. Settings button. Help button. Send feedback. Query. Search menu button. Traffic button. Public transit. Bicycle. Satellite. Google Earth. Settings.
Okay.
Button. Help button. Close menu button.
Let's close the menu
close
for
menu.
Now. Okay.
Query.
So let's
search,
do directions.
Query. Directions button. Choose destination.
And now we should be able to.
Top of screen. Get there faster. Selected. Driving mode.
Okay.
Button.
So now we've got buttons. You can almost think of these as like radio buttons. And actually, in the Android version, TalkBack actually calls them radio buttons. But in this case, we want to choose walking.
Transit bicycling walking mode button. Selected. Walking mode.
There we go. Okay.
Cancel button. My location. Swap start and destination. Choose destination button. Get there faster. Sign in.
So now we need
get
to do
choose destination.
Destination.
Query. Text field. Is editing.
Okay.
Choose destination.
I think if we just type in the word mom again, it'll probably get it. Let's see if it does. Again, I've never tried this.
B.
With this app.
N. M. M.
M.
K. I. O.
O.
N. M. M.
All right.
Delete. Go.
So let's tap go there and let's
navigate
see what we get.
Button. Route from my cancel. Menu. Move to my location. 7 minute walking. Via Prather Avon Sutherland Ave. Navigate. Button.
Well, what place though?
Route from my location to mom's deli.
There we go.
Back to previous screen.
Yeah, Prather. Well, no, Sutherland. The quickest way is actually, and it probably doesn't know which way I'm going to go yet. The quickest way is definitely to go back down Lindenwood and head over. So.
Cancel. But route from a cancel menu.
That's what
button.
We'll do.
Move to my location. Button. 7 minute walking. Navigate.
Okay.
Button.
So let's go ahead and hit navigate. All right.
Navigation. Button.
Okay. And
head east.
So it says head east. Well, actually, see, that's not. I don't think it doesn't really know which way I'm gonna go here.
Head east on Lindenwood PL toward Prather Ave. Adjustable.
See, that's actually incorrect.
Slide up
that's,
or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That's actually the total opposite way of the way you'd want to go to get there. That's a little strange. I'm going to walk a little bit the other way and see what happens.
North up view. Head east on Lindenwood PL toward Prather Ave. Adjustable.
Well, hopefully it'll recalculate that route.
One finger to adjust the value.
But in the meantime, let's put this in the background and let's reopen Blind Square. And we'll use that to tell us which way to go as we navigate this.
Google Maps. I blink radio. Jeep. Google Plexi. Energizer. Bot radio. Blind Square. Blind Square. Search. Button.
Okay.
Double tap to do a search.
And there we go. Now, I'm not going to lock my screen in this case for one reason. Because
52 feet, crossing of Lindenwood Place and Wensley Avenue.
The
Google Maps.
Head west on Lindenwood Place toward Wensley Avenue.
Okay, that's right. So it recalculated the route. What Google Maps does is it does put a notification in the notification area for each turn, and sometimes the speech will interfere with that, or voiceover reading that will do that. So if you lock the screen with Google Maps, you might get double speech. I've tried turning that off in the notifications under settings, but it still seems to do it. Well, actually, I will go ahead and lock the screen. Actually,
screen locked.
And, well,
501.
That's kind of about to turn my volume way down. Come on.
Slide to unlock.
Okay.
Or double tap.
Yeah.
Screen locked.
So we'll see if it does that too when we get down to the turn. But it did recalculate the route once it figured out which way I was going, and this way by far is the best way to go to get there. And we'll see when it calls the turn. So Blind Square should now tell us what's around us, and Google Maps will provide...
Address is 6801-6891 Lindenwood Place, St. Louis, heading west.
That's right. Okay, and we'll get down here to our turn.
Turn left onto Jamison Avenue.
Okay, good. That finally fixed it with the notification. So what you have to do, and it's... We've got a couple... Well, I'll tell you when we get to the actual corner. It gave us plenty of good... time before the
62
turn.
Feet, crossing of Lindenwood Place and Jamison Avenue.
There we go. So you put these together and it works really well. Okay, let's take the turn on to the left. Okay, so that does fix it. What you have to do with Google Maps, if you want to be able to use it with your screen off, once you install it, go into notifications under settings and turn off the notification center, and you also have to uncheck the options for sound and badges and things like that in there. Once you do that, then it will work just fine with the screen turned off. Otherwise, like I say, you'll have double speech because it'll put a notification up there, and VoiceOver will try to read it, and you'll have double speech. So that's something you'll probably want to do. Now, Google Maps does not have a way to at least repeat the instruction with the voice guidance, but you can read it with VoiceOver. Let's go
503.
I'm going to leave Blind Square running, of course, and
slide to unlock.
Let's switch back to the Google Maps.
New notification from Google Maps. Google Maps. Well,
actually, it did put a notification up there, but that time it didn't. VoiceOver it didn't cause a problem, so that's good. All right, let's switch.
Settings. Google Maps.
Let's switch back to Google Maps.
Google Maps. Destination. Destination. 0.2 miles. Adjustable.
Okay. So you can read with VoiceOver. You can read the destination or the next instruction. Now, you notice there that it said adjustable, that you can slide that up or down. And what you can do with that, it's kind of nifty, actually. You can slide that up and see all the steps of your route by doing that. There's also a way to bring up the directions list, but this is a quick way to actually read... read all the directions for your route. So I did want to show you that.
North up view button.
North up view. I guess that changes the map view.
Back button. Navigation menu button. 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes, it says so.
Address is 3924 Jamison Avenue, St. Louis, heading south.
Yep.
No network connection. Can't search for places.
Now that's really strange. I should have no trouble searching for places. There's the cellular coverage around here is just fine. So, I'm sure it'll come back in a minute, but, yeah.
Network connection is is working again.
I would think so. Because, again, there's the coverage around here is just fine. And we are just heading down here, and we'll have to cross two streets. So far, so good. I mean, Google Maps, everything's well labeled. It's very easy to enter a destination. It's easy to read your route. So very, very nice. We'll see how it does when we get closer and having it tell us that we're at the destination. Go ahead and lock my screen again. There we go. Okay. Now, Blind Square hasn't said too much recently about places. I'm not sure if that's because there's not a whole lot of places around here or what that is, but... And it should call the next street crossing very soon. Even. So yeah, this is kind of what we'll do for each GPS app.
63 feet, crossing of Jamieson Avenue and Bancroft Avenue.
That's right. Very good. That is absolutely correct. And here we are. We are ready to cross this street, and we'll have one more to go. Then. So, when you put these apps together, Blind Square, and then if you put one of the other mainstream apps together, you've got something pretty close to what Sendero offers you.
Lounge, the bakery. 330 feet straight ahead. Strip club, killers. 335 feet slightly to the right.
Okay. That's very interesting. Well, that just goes to show you that Foursquare is user-based, because...
Address is 4310 Jamieson Avenue, St. Louis, heading south.
Unless that's... strip club. Well, unless that's run from somebody's apartment, there's nothing over there, certainly no major building. This entire block on both sides of the street is all apartments. I can tell you that for sure. So either that's run out of somebody's apartment, or that's an incorrect... label. Wow. that's kind of funny. Wow. Alrighty then.
64 feet, crossing of Jamieson Avenue and Sutherland Avenue.
That's right, and that's the next street. Wow. That was kind of funny. Okay then. Okay. So this will be the last street we cross. And Google Maps should hopefully tell us that
/Pharmacy, Lindenwood Drug. 160 feet slightly to the right. Automotive shop, White Front Auto. 280 feet straight ahead. Dance Studio, Leaping Lizards Performing Arts Studio. 270 feet slightly to the right. Deli/Bodega, Mom's Deli. 90 feet slightly to the left.
Okay, I don't know if it didn't speak that because Blind Square was...
Take picture button.
But
slide to unlock.
Let's see.
Slide to unlock.
You have walked 0 point.
Your destination is on the left.
Adjust.
Oh, okay.
Slide.
So we had a bunch of things kind of
Mom's Deli,
talking there.
4.2 stars. 29 reviews.
But it did tell us that the destination was on the left, which is correct. And we had Blind Square kind of talking too. We had a bunch of things going on, but it did say that the destination was on the left, like it should have. And it was right there. So, very good. So, Google Maps really comes out very well in this test. Very easy to enter a destination. Everything was well labeled. It's very easy to read. Let me close some of these apps while we head back to the starting point.
Google Maps, music. Music.
Let's see.
Rick D's. Double.
Okay.
Blind square. Dismiss blind square.
Close that too.
Settings.
Okay. So.
Settings. Screen lock.
Let's summarize this again. So Google Maps, everything was well labeled. Easy to enter a destination. And also, by the way, it's very easy to enter an address. Some of the GPS apps that we'll be looking at, to enter an address is just, it's a royal pain, because you have to go to, on one screen to enter the city, then you go to the next screen to enter the street number, and then another screen to enter the street. It's just, it's so convoluted. With Google Maps, you don't have that at all. You can just type in the address, and it will work. So again, everything well labeled in the new version. Easy to enter a destination. The directions were good. You can read what the current direction is, although the app itself doesn't tell you that. You can read it with voiceover very easily. It's easy to see upcoming route points. So Google Maps really it has everything that I would say is needed. So it's on top at this point. I guess I should mention the criteria what I'm using for this too. How accessible is the app? Is everything well labeled? How easy is it to find the destination, to search for that, and to start the route? And once the route is started, is it easy to either have the app tell you what the what your next maneuver is, and whether the app itself reads it or voiceover reads it? Either one is fine, as long as you can find out what it is. So that's important. Also, how easy is to enter addresses, because you're not always going to be searching for a point of interest. So those are kind of my criteria for evaluating these. And Google Maps comes out covering all of them. So very good, and it's a free app. Okay, what I'm going to do is pause the recording and head back over to the park for our starting point, and we'll do this again with the rest of these apps. All right, then we are back on the recording, and for the next one, why don't we go ahead and do
517
Motion X next? That one up to this point has been my favorite one for iOS. Now, Google Maps is certainly very good too. Although, like I say, for driving, I don't like the fact that it doesn't tell you all the time what turn when you're driving. Like, it'll say an 800 feet turn right, and then it doesn't tell you the street name until you get up there. Motion X certainly does. So let's go ahead and do that one next.
For iBlink Radio.
So
new GPS Drive.
So we'll go ahead and open up GPS Drive. Now this one,
GPS Drive, voice on demand.
You pay a fee. It's $9 a year, I think. For the voice guidance, which is a pretty good price. By the way, as far as maps go, Google Maps, of course, has its own maps. Motion X GPS, which is what this app is, Garmin and Navigon, all three of those use the Navtech maps. And TomTom is the only one that uses their own maps. It's called TomTom. It used to be TelAtlas. All right, so let's see what we've got here.
Motion Maps. Mute button. You are offline. No live map data available.
I'm not offline, actually.
518p, no SIM. Status.
Well, that's a little strange. No SIM. That should definitely not be the case. All right. Let me reboot my iPhone, perhaps.
518, no SIM.
I don't know why it's saying that. Let me pause this and restart the iPhone. That's very strange. So, be right back. All right, we're back on the recording here. I have no idea why I thought there was no SIM, but rebooting the iPhone, as I suspected, would fix the problem. That's computers for you. All right. So, let's try this again. We will go to page 2. Open up GPS Drive.
GPS Drive. Voice on demand.
All right, now let's see what we've got.
Motion Maps. Mute button. Progress halted. Map minus button selected. Map north up. Map plus button.
Okay.
Maps. Search.
So
button.
These are
iPod.
The buttons
button.
Are a little
search.
More oddly
button.
Labeled. Let's do a search.
Search. Map button.
Okay.
Voice on demand motion search. Button. Button. Traffic. Button. Share. Button. Traffic. Share. Button. Address. Button. Search. Button. Wikipedia. Button.
So.
Address book. Button. Twitter. Button. Coffee. Button. My position. Button.
Those are kind of the items we have on the search screen.
Facebook. Button. Current locate fuel. Button. St. Louis. Browse. Button.
All right. So let's just
current location,
do.
Facebook. My position. Coffee. Twitter. Address book. Wikipedia. Search. Button.
Let's just do the
text
search. And I'm going to type in the word bomb again. See what we get.
Voice on back. View map. Around me. Dip. Specify location. Button. Mom. Text feed clear. But mom's deli. 0.3 miles.
Great. All right. That's what we want.
Just a mom. Mom's deli.
So let's
zero.
Double tap that now.
3, 1, 4.
This
six,
defaults
four,
to driving mode. So we'll need to switch that to walk.
Back. But navigate. Button.
Navigate. We'll hit that in a second.
Mom's deli. 4412 James.
And it's got the address.
St. Louis. 3, 1,
it's got
four.
The phone number.
Nav choices. Button.
So.
Icon share. Save this.
We need to go to nav
choices.
Hit that. And.
Always three. Silent guidance. Radio off. More info. Button.
Radio off. That means these buttons are a little bit.
Radio silent guide. Always free. Selected. Drive. Button. Walk. Button.
So we're going to do walk here.
Preload maps. Walk. Button.
And you can preload the maps like if you're on Wi-Fi and it's a long trip. But.
Selected. Walk.
Let's do walk there. Okay.
Voice on demand. Back. Button. Back.
And now when we do back, now when we hit navigate, it should.
Voice on back. Navigate. Button.
Do the route. Let's see.
Motion X is calculating.
Retrieving information from the network.
Proceed to the highlighted route.
Okay. There we go. So it did it in walk mode. This is using Acapella Heather for this one. There's other voices you can get too, but. Now, this one. Let's see what we have on this screen.
On demand up.
On demand, that's what we'll read the current direction, which we'll do in a second, but
distance 5:29 p.m. Janison Ave 300 Janison Ave FT. Mute button.
So you can mute the speech.
On demand up.
So now let's
button.
Tap that.
On demand up button.
Continue on Lindenwood Avenue for 300 feet, and then turn left onto Jamieson Avenue.
That's right. That's dead on the money. Okay, so let's just lock the screen here.
Screen locked.
And we'll let Heather guide us the rest of the way, and we'll see what she indicates the turn. So this one, it's still very, very usable, of course, but there are a few buttons that are unlabeled or oddly labeled. And I got a feeling that the order I said I was going to do these is going to end up being the order of accessibility on these anyway. I didn't set out to do it in that order, but that's just kind of the order I was thinking of the minute. I think that's the way it's going to end up anyway. We'll see. All right. We are almost to the street. So, Heather, if you're going to say to turn, you need to do it quick. And she did not. Let me see where she thinks we are here.
Slide to unlock.
Now turn left onto Jamieson Avenue.
Okay. So she did, but fairly late. That should have been done a little bit earlier, I think. Yeah. That I would have thought that should have been done a little earlier, like the way Google Maps did it. So all of these are probably going to have pluses and minuses a little bit. But we'll see what happens when we get up to the place. Matter of fact, let's just query and read the next instruction.
Five slide to unlock. Sunday, you'll take picture.
Oops, I didn't want to do that.
Finder, image. Double tap to
no,
focus.
I don't want to do that. Let's
GPS drive. I blink rate GPS drive. GPS drive. On demand distance. On demand up.
Continue on Jamington Avenue for 1/4 mile, and then you will arrive at your destination. It is on the left.
That's right. Okay, so we will just continue. And I'm not running blind square this time because we've already been through this route, so there's really no reason to have it say that. I still can't believe it said there was a strip club. That is something else. Wow, that is unbelievable. That's funny. Wow. Now, like I say, this whole block on both sides of the street is all apartments. On both sides, so that's next to impossible. So we will just continue the route here, and I guess do a podcast on Google Maps for Android too, but the experience that you'll get with Android is very similar to what the iOS one gives you. They've really kind of consolidated, and it's the same on both platforms now. And they do have Navigon and TomTom also for Android, but I haven't tried them because Google Maps has been so good on that you really don't even need it. Anything else? The only time you might use those is if you need like maps stored on the device, but. Again, not to have a data connection, you really restrict yourself with these smartphones. So, all right, we are almost to the first street that we're going to cross here. And some of these too, they may perform differently depending on whether you're walking or driving. You'd probably notice a lot less difference with these. With driving, you probably wouldn't notice as much of a difference. And certainly, you know, it's good to be able to do that because blind people, you know, we might be in a cab or other things. But a lot of our travel, of course, is probably walking, and that's why it's important, I think, to rate these for walking routes. All right, we are crossing. First street here, which is Bancroft, actually. I just didn't see a need to have line square running too, and have it keep repeating that stuff that we'd already heard. But I would say though, with if you combine blind square with one of these, you can definitely have just about as good of a app as what Sendero gives you. Would it be any cheaper? I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. We walk this last block. Just a little bit of math here. Well, maybe, because at least in the U.S., let's see, Blind Square is $19, I think, around that price. And then if you use Google Maps even, which is free, yeah, that would be cheaper. And you'd get just about the same benefit, really. So you could do that. And the only thing is you're combining two apps together. Instead of having all in one, but you know, that's not that big a deal, really. And you'd get most of the same information. Okay, we are just about ready to cross Sutherland, which is the second street. And here we are. So we'll cross that. Okay, now we are on the block of our destination. So let's see if Motion X will indicate that. Come on, Heather, do your thing. We'll see here. Well, just about there.
You have arrived at your destination. It is on the left.
Yes, indeed. And right there. Right to it. So that was very correct. Yes. So let's put the results in for this one. I don't really have a point scale for these, so you can kind of keep track. I'll just sum it up for you, and you can make your own choice. But I would say slightly behind Google Maps for a couple of reasons. Number one, there were a few unlabeled or oddly labeled buttons, and when it said to turn, you were like right at the street. The turn indication, I think, needs to be a little bit earlier there for that. But overall, still very good. It got the destination dead on, and it's very easy to read the current instruction whenever you want it. In this case, well, some of it's on the screen, like the turn and then how many feet, but you can read that with VoiceOver, but it's very easy to tap the button on the top left and have whatever voice you're using give you the current instruction, and that's a very good thing, because that's important to have. So my thing on Motion X is very good, slightly behind Google Maps, though, again, just because of the late turn instruction and some of the oddly labeled / unlabeled buttons. So that's my summary for Motion X. All right. Well, I'm going to pause this. Let's head back to the starting point, and let's do Garmin next, the Garmin app, and we'll see what that does for us. All right, then. Back at the starting point here. And let's go ahead and open up the Garmin app. Now, this is interesting because Garmin and TomTom are both called a USA in this case. But I do know that the first one is the Garmin one and the second one is TomTom, so... Okay.
USA. Search.
All right. So we got a search field here, and that's where you can type in an address. And I would recommend if you're going to do an address that that's the place you do it if you're using the Garmin app. If you go to the address screen, you can also just type in the house number and the street. So it's still easier to do it than like on Navigon or TomTom. But in this case,
stop.
Let's...
where to? Detour. Where to?
I'll just show you briefly what's on the main screen here. We've got where to...
Detour. Traffic. Button.
Detour traffic.
View map. Button. Extras. Button.
View map. Extras. That's where you can make some in-app
settings.
Purchases
button.
And settings. Now, the interesting thing about the Garmin app is I have not found a way. Either it's not accessible or they don't provide a way. Maybe it just does it based on the speed. I don't know. But there's no way to change between driving and walking mode. All you can
extras.
Do is...
Button. Settings.
If we go into
button.
Settings here.
Back setting. General. Button. Audio and display. Button.
If you go to...
Navigation.
Navigation.
Back. Navigation.
You have
automotive heading.
Automotive, and it's a heading, so you can't really
route preference. Automotive.
Tap it.
Automotive.
I don't think you can.
Heading.
No, you can't.
Route preference. Faster time.
Route preference, and that's for the automotive, though. Faster time.
Map detail. Normal.
And you got faster time. You can change that to faster or shortest.
Map view. 3D avoidances.
And you can set it what to avoid, but and then you
back.
Can set
back
this
button. Navigation. But audio and display.
Audio and display.
Back. Pedestrian alert type. Voice.
You can set it for pedestrian alert type. You got voice or just a vibrate or nothing. Of course, for a blind person, you want that set to voice. But there's no way
back
to set what type of route it does.
Search.
Even
search field.
When we once we set the
double
destination, as you'll see.
Stop. Where to?
So.
Button.
Anyway, let's go to
back.
Where to.
Back button. Search button. Search button. Address button.
Got address.
Go home button. Points of interest. Favorites. Recently found. Local search. Foursquare. Intersections.
Now, this might be in the maps, but I would suggest with an app like this, like Garmin or TomTom or anything like that, I would suggest just do the local search or a Foursquare search right off the bat if you're looking for a place. You'll have a much better chance of finding it on the first try.
For local search.
Because
button. Search field is editing.
It's
local search.
Those databases, Google and Foursquare, are going to be much more have much more stuff in it than the onboard maps will.
B.
So let's
N,
just
M,
type in
M,
mom here.
P. Empty list. O. O. B. N. M. M.
There we go.
L. Delete. Done.
So we do done there.
Empty list.
And let's see if it finds it. The other day, this app actually had a problem with that.
1620 Del Mar Boulevard. Back.
No, I don't
back
think
button.
That's it, but let's...
Mom. Search clear text. Button. 4412 Jameson Avenue. 0.3 miles. SW. Esdeli.
Well, that's it, but...
1507 Goodfellow Boulevard. 4412 Jameson Avenue. 0.3 miles. SW. Esdeli.
Esdeli? Let's see what that... Let's see how that's labeled. Let's,
Headings. Words. 4000 Jameson Avenue. 0.3. SW. S. Delhi.
S. Delhi. That's interesting. That's the right place, but...
Headings. Characters.
Well, that's not how it's labeled, actually. I'm not sure why it calls it like that, but...
Button. 4,400 Jameson Avenue.
That is the place.
SW.
So let's tap it. And,
Back. Mom. Search field. Clear text button. 4,412 Jameson Avenue. 0.3 miles. SW. Esteli. Map. Button. Button. Go. Button.
We got some...
1,500...
Unlabeled.
Fellow 461. Go. Button. Map. Button.
Unlabeled.
Button.
I wonder what that unlabeled button is. Let's see.
Back. Back button. Back. Location details. Location details. Mom's Deli. Mom's Deli.
See, now it says it right, so I'm not sure why it didn't say it right before.
Go. Button. Share. Button. Save. Button. Address. 4,412 Jameson Avenue. St. Louis. Missouri. 63. Text field. Phone. Plus one. Food. Store. Waiting. Plus one. Food. Waiting.
Well.
Weather.
There.
Space.
Unless this is an...
Space.
Let me...
Rose Ford,
I wonder if...
Back. Location, Mom's Deli.
I wonder if it's one of those
button.
Unlabeled things that changes the type of route. Let's see.
Address. 4,000. Text field. Double tap to edit. Text field.
Well.
Phone. Plus one. Food. Waiting. Waiting.
Okay, let's try this.
Back. Back in progress.
Back. That was
back
an unlabeled...
Terms of use. Report a problem. CBK image. CBK. CBK. Back. Back. CBK image. CBK. Google White. PN. Copyright sign 2013 Google.
Okay, that's to rate it, I guess.
Back.
Okay, we'll skip that.
Weather. Search nearby.
Well, there seems to be no way to set on this thing what you want, a driving or walking mode. So I'm just going to say go.
Back.
And
back, but location.
Maybe it will.
Mom's Deli. Save.
Figure it out.
Address. Text field, phone, plus one, food, rating.
Now let's go back.
Back, mom, clear text, button, 4,000, map, button, go, button.
Or maybe what's that,
button.
Let's see what that, although we just did that unlabeled button a minute ago.
Go.
Okay, so
button.
Let's do go, and let's just see what we get.
Guidance, dipped, button. Calculating 0%. Please drive to highlighted route.
See, it says driving, but there seems to be no way... to put this into a walk mode. Now, I don't know if it'll detect that as we go, since it'll figure out that we're going very slowly. We'll see. here we go. Now, let's check and see what's on this screen here.
Guidance button.
Okay, I think that'll repeat the...
Button. Guidance button.
Let's see what that does.
Back turn list. Show map. Button. 400. Turn left on Jameson Ave. 0.2. Arrive at Mom's Deli.
Yeah, okay, that's just the list. Okay.
Guidance. Last mile parking NRML at top of screen.
So.
Guidance. Last mile park button. Button.
Got some. A lot
button.
Of unlabeled.
Button. Traffic.
Buttons.
Button. Map drawer
on
arrow
this
right
screen,
day.
So.
Guidance. Last mile parking NRML day. Button. Button.
Okay. And I don't know what these do. Let's see. We'll try one.
Back. Volume. Mute. Switch button. Volume. Volume. 80.
Yeah, so that just does the voice stuff.
Guidance button.
There's also, at least...
Continue to Jameson Ave.
Now, I wonder if...
Guidance. Last mile parking button. Button. Traffic. Button. Map drawer. Arrow. Page curl corner day. Map drawer. Arrow right day. Button.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll leave it. I wonder if it figured out that we were walking instead. But usually, on the Garmin app, there's a place that says... next turn that you can double tap and it will repeat the current instruction. And I don't know why that's not there at this point.
Guidance.
Maybe because there's only one turn left. I don't know, because usually, like I say, it will do that. But let's see what it does when we get up here. This one certainly is not quite as pleasant of an experience as Google Maps and Motion X were. That's for sure. All right. Well, we're not quite there yet. Got a little ways to go. Before we get to the turn. Well, here we are.
and this did not say to turn at all. So I will make the turn, but the fact that it did not even say that is a major, major. That pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, almost takes it out of the competition completely.
Screen locked.
And like I say, I wonder if it's still in driving mode, but there's no way, or no accessible way, if there is a way to change it to walk mode, it's not accessible, which for us, you know, is pointless then. Now, let's see what else we've got here, if I can...
Slide to unlock. U. S. Button. Guidance. Button. Traffic. Left map drawer arrow. Last mile parking NRN map page curve back. Left dash. Right dash.
Yeah, so it we'll see if it at least tells us when we get there.
Screen locked.
Oh, let's see. Okay. So we'll see if this at least tells us the destination, but this one I think is going to end up probably ranking a little toward the bottom, because even with a driving mode, it should have at least mentioned that turn, and it did not. So we'll see if it tells us the destination, but not announcing a turn at all, that's a major drawback. At least the other two, I know for a fact you can set the type of route. So just check and make sure that
slide to unlock.
This thing is still
U S next turn button.
Now there's the next turn button. Now that was not there before.
Guidance next turn button.
Our voiceover didn't see it. Now if I tap that
in 9 back button mom still left.
Yeah, okay, so it said that in 900 feet you'll arrive on the left. I don't know why that button wasn't there before, either that or VoiceOver, VoiceOver didn't see it.
Screen locked.
So that, like I said, I knew that button was there, but before VoiceOver just wasn't seeing it or something. But the fact that it didn't say that turn, because it said before, you know, 300 feet would be the turn, I think, so. Well, we'll see what happens when we get there. Okay. Yeah, and this is good exercise, too, because with this whole thing, I think I'll have walked probably, oh gosh, a good mile and a half, probably. And I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying the walk with me, because I'm definitely enjoying doing this for you. It's fun. And got some people passing here. Hello.
Hello.
Alrighty then. So, yeah, this is fun. I enjoy doing these. It's a good way to get out and share your knowledge, and I do appreciate you coming along with me for the walk. For sure. Alright, we are crossing the first street, Bancroft here. Just thought I'd point that out to you, since we don't have a blind square running anymore at this point. And that means we have one more block to go. I got a feeling at this point, though, I mean, even if it does tell us the destination is when we get there, not being able to change from drive to walk, or even if it detects it, which that's not documented any place if it does do that, but the fact that it didn't even say the turn, that's kind of a killer. So, we'll see what happens at this point, I think this one's going to end up... I mean, we got two more to go, but this one's going to, I think, end up coming out on the bottom so far. We got two more, of course, but missing a turn like that is... That's, for a blind person especially, you can't have that. That's not feasible. All right. Well, we are about ready to cross Sutherland, which is our next street, and the last street, actually, before we get there. Okay. And we are crossing that now. And on the last trip, I may actually go inside. I think they're still open. I may actually go inside and get me some frozen custard or something like that. They have a chocolate chip in there, Oreo cookies, different kinds of ice cream. Good stuff. Okay, we are just about there. So let's see what this does. Well, I am passing it right now, and
552, slide to unlock.
This is not doing anything, so
you. Next turn button. In back seat. Back button right and wrong. On the left.
I don't know how many feet it said there, but it doesn't matter.
Guidance.
We're past it.
Mom's deli. Next turn guidance button. Back button. Turn left back button. Guidance. Next turn button. In back feet. Back button right and
in 400 feet? No. That's totally wrong. All right.
Guidance.
I'm already well past
Mom's
it.
Deli.
Let's just keep going and see if this thing even does tell us that we're there, but I don't really see the point of that, though. Well, okay, yeah. There's no point in continuing that. It works okay for driving. I've tried it with that, but as far as walking routes, this app is a total and complete failure. So, yeah, if walking routes is what you want, this one I can't recommend it at all. It did not announce the turn. I don't know if it still thought we were in driving mode, but even if it did, it
editing apps, dismiss apps, U F.
Close this
GPS drive.
This other stuff here.
App switcher has no items.
So
tap seat. Screen log.
So this app was a total failure for walking. It did not announce the turn, and it didn't even announce it when we got there, and it was still saying, like, in, I think it was 400 feet or something like that, we would arrive when we were already past it. So, this one is pretty much out as far as walking. Like I said, I've tried it with driving, and it works fine, but if walking routes is what you want, which is what this podcast is focusing on, this one gets a zero. Not to mention there's some unlabeled buttons in it, too. And for walking, this one is not even a consideration. Maybe other people have had better experience, but just with this, that's the experience that I had. So, all right, well, we have two more to go. We're more than halfway there. I'm going to pause this, head back to the starting point, and actually, let's go ahead and do TomTom next, since that's on page 3 of my apps, and it's also called USA, and then we'll end with Navigon. We'll do it that way, mix it up a little bit, okay? All right, so far, let's kind of summarize this and see where we're at here. Google Maps still ranks at the top, although for driving, at least, it, like I said, that one issue I've got with it is when it announces the turn the first time, like an 800 or 900 feet turn, whatever, it doesn't tell you the street until you get up to it, but you can read that on the screen that with VoiceOver, so I guess that's not as big a deal. But Motion X is slightly behind and still very, very good. It has a couple unlabeled buttons, but it's very usable, very easy to enter a destination, very easy to repeat the current instructions, so it's really good. And the Garmin app, which for walking was a total flop, a total failure. Not doable at all. So, okay, let's pause this, and then we'll pick it up when we get back. And it'll be interesting to try the TomTom one next, because that one is using a different map. It's using what used to be the TelAtlas map, so we'll see how that works. All right, I'll see you in just a minute or two. Okay, then. Well, here we are. Well, let's go ahead and open up TomTom and see how that works out.
601, slide to unlock.
Okay.
Tap seat. Winder radio. Page. Winder radio. Web ending. U. S. A.
Okay, then. Turn this volume up a little more. All right. So, I'll show you briefly this screen.
Portrait driving menu. Heading. Portrait driving view day normal. Button. Navigate to. Ellipse chair. Browse map. TomTom shop. Advanced planning. Help me. Change settings. Edit this menu. Button.
Yeah, so for this, we would go to...
Navigate to.
I have this one you can set to ask you each time what kind of route you want, so that won't be an issue. So we go to Navigate to.
Navigate to. Ellipsis. Navigate to portrait driving view.
Now, what's a little confusing
button.
Here...
Home. Favorite. Address.
Now, one thing I will tell you, with TomTom with addresses, you do have to go through quite a bit of stuff to enter an address. Again, you have to choose the city and then the street, and it's convoluted, just like Navigon is for entering an address. So that is one thing to keep in mind also. But
recent destination. Places.
Now.
People. Events. Point of interest.
What's a little confusing here is you got point of interest and you've also got places. And it can be a little confusing to know which one to select.
Event, people, places.
Let's go with places for now.
Places. Navigate places. Portrait driving view near me. In city. Near me.
Near me. I guess we could try that. I wonder. Let's see.
Search near me. Search near me. Portrait driving. Enter a search term. Search empty list. TomTom available icon at 2x. Foursquare available icon at 2x. Button. Facebook available icon.
Yeah, so you got like Foursquare and things. Let's go back.
Places. Navigate to. Ellipse.
Let's do
navigate
the
events.
Let's do the POI
point of
instead.
Copy that. Point of interest. Copy that. Photo. Copy. Point of interest.
Point of interest. Let's do that.
Point of
interest.
Point of interest. Portrait driving. POI near me. POI in city. POI near me.
Yeah.
PLI, portrait driving, search, gas station, hotel/restaurant, open parking.
Well, let's just do restaurant and see.
Search field, is editing, 0.35M, Street Louis Brecco, 0.35M, Bono's Pizzeria, 0.35M, Starbucks, 0.35M, Donut Drive-In.
Yeah, so the Mom's Deli place isn't actually in this database.
PLI near me.
Let's go back and...
Point of interest. POI and POI, portrait driving, point of interest, portrait, POI in city.
Let's,
Navig, copied address, point of event, people, places.
Let's go back to places.
Places, portrait driving, near me, in city, near me.
Now, if we do near me
search
here,
near
let's
me.
See.
Search portrait driving, enter a search term, empty list, TomTom available icon at 2x, but Foursquare available icon at 2x.
So if we do...
Foursquare available icon at 2x.
Well...
Facebook available...
Let's just type the
places.
Search.
Search portrait driving view. Enter a search term. Search field. Double tap search field.
Okay.
N.
So do.
N.
M.
M. O. O.
O.
N. M. M.
Do mom there.
Delete. Search.
And let's just see what it finds. See, I think
Facebook
it's...
Facebook available icon.
I think it's just searching
button.
Its own stuff here, but
places.
Maybe not.
Back. Search near portrait driving mom. Search clear text. Mom group. Bellevue 8. Maplewood F. Monty. Hampton.
Yeah, see that...
Louis, mom and pops. Mom night.
Yeah, see, it's only searching its local, its own internal map. We need to figure out how to get it to,
in city, near me. Portrait driving view dead places.
Search.
Navigate to.
Maybe
navigate
if I...
To. Point of interest.
Keep, let's see.
Copy that. Photo. Point on map. Coordinates. Edit this menu. Coordinate. Point on map. Row 6 to 13 menu.
I know it
navigate
has it.
A portrait driving. Home. Favorite. Address. Recent destination. Places. People. Events. Point of interest. Copied address. Photo. Point of event. People.
Let me go back to,
places.
Places again.
Places.
And see
navigate
what...
To. In city. Near me. Portrait driving view day normal.
Okay, it's nothing. Let's
navigate
do it.
To. People. Event. Point of interest.
If I go to point of interest
point
and then go
interest.
Down to the bottom.
Navigate to. POI in city. POI. Portrait driving view. Point of import. POPO. Port. Point of interest. Navigate to. Ellipsis. Point of interest. Portrait driving view day normal, but POI near me. POI in city. POI
so.
Near. POI near me. More. Open parking. Hotel/gas station. Restaurant. Search. Portrait driving view. Search. Restaurant. Search. 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 Search field. Portrait driving.
All right.
Search
I'll try this one and see what
character
it.
Mode B.
Like I said, it's a little.
M.
It's a little confusing.
M. Delete. M.
To have a.
B. M, M, 0.O, O, N, M, M.
Places.
Delete. Search.
And a point of interest. But
15.9M.
Let's see
mom
what this does.
POI near POI. Search. Portrait driving view. Mom. Search clear text. 1.8M.
Special Moments Learning 3.4M.
Yeah.
JT's Autonomized.
See, okay. So, I think it has to do with...
Back button. Open parking. More. Open more.
Let's do more there. And I'm not going to pause this because I want you to see what
airport.
You have to go through to actually...
POI types. Have portrait driving. Search field. Airport. Amusement. Beach.
Enter this.
M. Search. M.
All right.
Bus. Beach.
Let's go back.
POI near me. Point of interest.
Because I think that... Perhaps...
POI in city. POI near me. Portrait driving view. Navigate to events. Point of interest. Coffee address. Photo. Point on map. Coordinates. Edit this map.
Okay.
Point events. People. Places.
Now if we do places here.
Navigate to place. Port near me. In city. Near me.
I'm going to go back to
search
this.
Near me. Places. Facebook available icon at 2x. Foursquare available icon at 2x. TomTom available icon at 2x. Button. Empty list.
Now...
TomTom available. TomTom available. Icon at empty list. Tom Foursquare available. Foursquare available. Icon at 2x. Empty list.
See, there appears to be no way to do this. Place. Let me go back.
Navigate to ellipsis. Places. Portrait driving.
Let me go back to the main menu again.
Navigate
for a second.
Menu. Navigate. Portrait driving. Home. Favorite.
Okay.
Menu. Portrait. Navigate to share. Browse map. TomTom shop. Advanced planning. Help me. Change settings. Edit this menu.
Yeah, so...
Menu. Portrait. Navigate.
Navigate to would be where it would be.
Navigate. Navigate. Portrait driving. Home. Favorite. Address. Recent destination.
Let me check that. Did I already put this in
recent
here?
Maybe it... Recent portrait drive. Enter a recent Cafe Napoli. Edit. Button. Cafe Napoli.
No.
Navigate.
But I know that
navigate
I...
Navigate. Portrait drive. Home. Favorite. Address. Recent destination. Places. People. Events.
Now, what if I do... Events.
Events.
I wonder...
Nav events. Portrait driving calendar. Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, that's not...
Navigate to events.
That's not going to
point of interest.
Help.
Copied address. Photo. Point on map. Coordinates. Edit this menu. Button.
Well, I have an idea. We shouldn't have to do this. But...
Coordinates. Port copied address.
There point appears to be no way...
Recent custom address. Favorite. Home.
At least...
At recent places.
From what I can see.
Places. In near me. In city.
I wonder if
near me.
In
city.
City. I wonder if we. I doubt if that's going to do anything, but.
MO.
Yeah. Well.
Places.
Here's what
navigate
we could
to.
Do.
Ellipses. Places. Portrait driving.
Though we shouldn't have to do this.
Near me. In city.
We can use Blind Square.
Navigate to. Ellipses.
To launch the TomTom app. But again, we should not have to do this, and I updated this app a few weeks ago, and I wonder if they broke accessibility.
Menu, portrait, navigate chair. Browse map.
With
TomTom shop.
The with choosing the Foursquare or the local search, because it used to work just fine. So I'm gonna close this.
USA.
And I'm gonna go
Facebook, no, News, iTunes, App Store,
to
Game Center. Settings, page 1 of 3, page
Blind
2 of
Square
3,
again.
Energizer, bot, audio by around, audio, Blind Square.
But you should not have to go through this.
Blind Square, search,
okay, we're going to do a search.
Text field, is editing, B, N, M, M, O, O,
put in
N, M,
Mom for that.
Delete, search.
And we'll let Blind Square hand it off to TomTom to do that. But again, that again, though, really...
Wait a moment.
Found nine places within a distance of two. Back. Search places. Selected. Mom duty. Build your mom. Died your mom. Strip club. 8.75 miles. Kurth Road. Zach's mom. Mom taxi.
Well, that's
taxi.
Interesting.
23 miles. Back. Search result. Mom. Heading. Places. 9. Heading. Selected. Mom duty. Your mom. Zach's mom. Mom taxis. Mom and Mac. Mom.
Now that's
back. Search
not it either.
Mom.
Let's
places. 9.
Because we know this
search
is actually
mom.
In Foursquare. Let's
search.
See.
Tools. Button. Search. Button.
Try a search again here.
Text field. Is editing.
I'll type in Deli
search
instead.
S D D W E E K L L K L L.
I think it's
Y
is it
Y
D E L L Y. I think it is.
Delete. Search.
Okay.
Back. Button. Back. Search. Deli. Text feed. Clear text. Search. Button. Search history. Heading. Found one place. Back. Button. Back. Search places. Selected. Delis. Personal places. 4,887.21 miles.
Well, now
searching for Deli.
address.
No, that's not it either. Well, I'm going to check TomTom one more time to see if I can figure that out. Otherwise, we're going to have to skip that app because I cannot...
Blind U. Blind square.
The,
double tap to open. Editing app.
The option...
Dismiss app switch blind square.
To set to U. Search that
dismiss app U.
Is not
S.
accessible anymore, it seems.
Dismiss app U. S.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything.
S-A.
Otherwise, we'll have to skip that one, and it's
heading.
Out of the competition
portrait
also, then, too.
To. Chair.
So we'll do navigate to. Okay.
Navigate to. Address. Recent destination. Places. People. Events. Places.
Now, we'll try places here again.
Places. Place. Portrait driving near me. In city.
So we'll do...
Near me.
Near me.
Empty list. Places. Search near portrait drive. Enter a search term. Empty list. TomTom available icon at 2x. Button.
See, I don't know what those do.
Four square available icon at 2x. Face. Empty list.
Now, I wonder, usually,
places.
Let's see.
In city. Near me.
Near me.
In city. Near me. Portrait drive places. Portrait driving view day normal. Button.
I wonder what that does. Is that...
Toggle open. Button. No route planned. Button. Traffic gray app driving view. Dimmed.
Yeah, okay. So let's...
Toggle open. Button. Button.
A lot of
toggle open.
Unlabeled.
Button. Toggle open. Button. Button.
Buttons
driving view.
Here.
Image. Toggle open. Button. No route button. Traffic gray app driving view. Toggle music. Toggle voice mute. Toggle night. But toggle 2D button.
Yeah, that's
button.
The map view,
button.
And I don't
button.
Know if I know how to get back to
alert.
The menu now.
No route planned. Do you want to plan a new route? Do you want... No. Plan route. Button.
Yes, I do, actually.
Navigate to. Point of copied address. Photo. Point on map. Coordinates. Menu. Navigate to. A portrait driving home.
Well, okay.
Favorite. Address. Recent destined places. People. Events. Point of interest.
I'll try one more thing. Point of interest.
Point of
but...
interest. Navigate. Point of in. Portrait driving. POI near me. POI in.
Yeah. So, those controls, if they are there, they appear to no longer be accessible. Because that's where it would be. And they're just not there. So TomTom also fails this completely because there's no way to do the local search or the Foursquare search anymore. It appears that they've broken that in the newest version, or at least it's not obvious. So okay, if somebody knows how to get to that with TomTom, I'd love to know. But if it is there, it's definitely not obvious in the least. All right, well. We have one more to go, then. And that is Navigon.
Utilities folder.
So let's go ahead and do that.
Navigon. Pocket Navigon.
And here it is. Let me
double tap.
Disable the other one first. That's the one thing with these mainstream apps. I mean, something may work in one version, and then they may break it in the next one. So.
Utilities folder.
That's
Navigon.
That is one thing with that. All right. So here we go with Navigon. Okay, so...
Address, button, POI, my destination, take me home.
So, this, I think we go to POI, now let's see what we got here.
Map, POI near POI, and POI nationwide, Foursquare search, local search.
So we could do a Foursquare search or a local search. Let's go ahead and do the local search.
Text field, is editing, B, N, M, M, O, 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 space, N, M, M,
mom
delete, there? Search. POI. Back button. PO. Local search. Local search. Local search. Mom's Deli. Mom's Kitchen.
There we are.
Mom's Deli. 4412 Jameson Avenue.
Okay.
St. Louis.
Great.
0 miles.
Well, 0 miles. It's 0.3, but let's go ahead and take it.
Local search. Local search. Start navigation. Mom's Deli. Mom's
now,
Deli.
Let's see. Does it give us a way to...
80 degrees Fahrenheit clear. Parking. Bauer Oil. Park and Ride Route. Mom's Deli. 39 map. Info. More.
If we go to more, I wonder...
More.
Let's see.
Add to route. Send destination. Add route profile.
That's what I think we have to click on.
Save as favorite. Mom's Deli. Save route profile. Route. Route. Vehicle type. Car. Type of route. Optimum.
No,
vehicle
can we get
type.
A... Okay, so we
vehicle
change
type.
This.
Vehicle
yes.
Type. Car. Motorcycle. Truck. Bicycle.
Well, it doesn't give us walking, though.
Truck. Bicycle. Route.
Well.
Add route. Vehicle type. Type of route. Optimum highways. Allow. Toll road. Type of route.
Well.
Type of route. Type of optimum. Fast, short, scenic.
Well, there appears to be no way to change it here either, but we can do it either in the menu, but I know another way to do it. In the,
Local search, start navigation, start navigation, select route profile.
Okay, here we go.
Vehicle, but pedestrian, button.
There we go.
Cancel, pedestrian, button.
Awesome, so we want to do pedestrian.
Options, main menu. Three hyphens. Main menu, zero options. Lindenwood Ave. Main menu.
Okay.
6:22. Main menu, 0.3 miles.
Awesome. Okay.
Options. 6:22, 0.3 miles. Jameson Ave.
And there's usually a way to repeat.
In 300 feet, turn left onto Jameson Avenue.
Okay, so let's lock the screen.
Screen locked.
And we'll go ahead and continue. So, that was pretty easy. Navigon worked well. The only thing I don't like about Navigon is, again, it's a pain to enter the address. You have to go through searching for the city and then the street and then the number. And if you're in an unfamiliar city, you're not going to know that stuff. But for a point of interest, it works well. And it was very easy to set that and to choose what type of route we want. Now, let's see if it does the turn. Wow, I'm surprised. I still can't believe the TomTom totally broke that doing a local search, because that used to work. But I guess it's good that we find this stuff out. You know, I may have to report that to them, because that object probably is just not something VoiceOver can see. But let's walk up here. And there is a button on Navigon, too, to repeat the current instruction. I just need to find it. All right, so we'll get down here. And we're just about to the street, so come on, Samantha, give us the turn. It should be telling
now
us.
Now turn left onto Jameson Avenue.
Perfect. I mean, that thing, that set it right when we got to the street. I mean, it was dead on. That was good. Maybe a little earlier might be good too, but that was good. That was very good. Okay. I like the fact that these mainstream ones can do a Google and Foursquare now too. So that's also a good thing. Okay.
Slide take
now,
picture.
I just want to see if we can find, because there is a way.
Navigon. 0.2 miles. Main menu. 0.2 miles. Options.
Maybe it's in options. We have to
options.
Let's see.
Options. Exit navigation. Options. Exit. Show complete route. At interim destination. Weather service. Vehicle navigation. GPS. Santa climbs. Map view. Janus and Abe. Options. Options. Main menu. 0.2 miles.
Okay.
Options. Repeat instruction.
There it is. Repeat instruction. I don't know why. It's like VoiceOver doesn't always see that. Though that item to repeat the instruction, but there it is. Let's double tap it.
Repeat. In 0.2 miles, you will reach your destination.
Yeah, but what side is it on? Maybe it'll tell us when we get there, but it should tell you that. So, boy, it's interesting to see all the different little pluses and minuses of all of these. Because Navigon, it should normally tell you what side it's on, although I don't really like the fact that it doesn't tell you that when you ask it to repeat the instruction. But we'll see what happens when we get there. I'm going to lock my screen again.
Screen locked.
There we go. Okay. Well, this competition really went down from 5 to 3 because for walking stuff, I mean, Garmin didn't announce the turns even, and the TomTom, at least from what I can tell, there's no way to do the Google or Foursquare search anymore, unless
you are approaching your destination.
Well, that's fine, but what side is it on? That's important to know. That's a nice little thing. I wonder if maybe if you tap that button, maybe we'll give TomTom one more try and we'll go back there. And maybe you have to tap on that Foursquare or that button and then type it in, but we'll try that and see. But if that is the case, it wasn't obvious. But I will try that one more time with TomTom just to make sure we basically cover everything. I kind of like that Navigon says you're approaching your destination, but again, it doesn't say what side it is. And that's critical, I think.
Take picture. Slide to unlock.
Okay, let's
navigate.
Do the repeat instruction
zero
again.
0 point options. Repeat instruction. Sit. Repeat instruction. Instruction. In 0.1 miles, you will reach your destination.
Fine.
Screen locked.
Again, what side? Let's see if it'll tell us that when we get there. Still haven't crossed the first street yet, so we'll be doing that here in just a minute. Well, I hope that you found this, you know, somewhat informal. I've enjoyed doing it, and hopefully, you know, if you decide you want to go with some of these mainstream apps, I hope it will. I hope that it's helpful to you. It's kind of good that I could get a little exercise and maybe benefit some other people too in the process of doing this. All right, we just crossed the first street, so we have one more to go.
In 300 feet, you will reach your destination. Your destination is on the left.
There we go. All right, that's good. So it does tell you that. But I still think it should tell you that when you do the repeat instruction thing, it should do that the way MotionX did. So that's not a deal breaker necessarily, but I think it's a big feature. At least Navigon does tell you. Okay, we're just about ready to cross the second street, which is Sutherland. And here we are. Okay. Car coming here. Let me get across here. Thank you. No traffic light on this street, so you just kind of have to go with it. There we go. It's not a busy street, though, so it's not a big deal. Okay, we are on the block of the destination. Here we are. Now, let's go past and see what we get.
You have reached your destination.
Yeah, okay. It's correct, but again, I think it should have reiterated. I think it should have reiterated, again, repeating that it is on the left. So, yeah, workable and very doable. It's you know, it's fairly accessible, but there's a few, I think, a couple of things that I think are lacking. Now, I realize, having said that, that these apps, they assume that a sighted person is probably using them. They were not meant for blind people. But at the same time, you know, to have that, to have those features in there, like to tell you the destination each time when you ask to repeat the instruction, or that, I mean, that would not be any negative impact for a sighted person at all. So, you know, there's no reason why that can't be in there. All right, I'm going to close this, and let's
slide to unlock.
Go back to TomTom one more time, because I want to see if
Navigan.
If I tap that oddly labeled Foursquare Navigan. Button. And then do the search if that does work. If not, then again, TomTom will be out of this competition. But I want to say that I do want to say that I tried everything possible. So we'll go back to TomTom and we'll try that. Because I'm going to try to type this now, because there's no sense in me going all the way back to our starting point if that doesn't work.
Alexis, share, navigate. Share menu. Portrait driving. Navigate to.
Because I'll end up passing. I'll end up passing
menu,
my apartment
back button.
On the way to that.
Navigate portrait driving home. Favorite address. Recent destination.
Okay, so.
Places.
Is it
places.
Places.
Navigate
okay.
To place port near me. In city near me.
Okay, now
search
I think, is it on this one?
Place Facebook avail- four
yes.
Square available icon out 2X.
Okay, button. So I'm going to double tap
four square
that.
Icon out 2X. Empty list. Four square, empty list.
Okay, so...
Places, search near me, heading. Portrait driving view day normal, enter a search term. Search field.
Oh, come on.
Portrait driving, enter a search term. Search field, is editing.
Okay, now I've tapped that...
Enter B, and delete, and...
Four square and, button.
O, O, B, and, search.
Okay,
Facebook
so...
Facebook available icon at 2X.
So I've...
Places, search near portrait driving, mom, sir, clear text, Monty, Hampton Aid, St. Louis and mom group, belt, mom and pops. Continue
yeah,
street.
See that, it doesn't work, so, again,
places,
there's, there appears to
back.
Be, those buttons, they've broken accessibility
S-A.
On that,
home, messages,
as
no
far
tap.
As,
app switcher, you, dismiss app switcher, U, S, A,
as far as being able to search,
dismiss app, U, F,
the, Google or Foursquare, that they've totally broken the accessibility in TomTom for that. Alrighty, well, I'm going to pause this, and let's go back to my place, and we'll wrap this up, and I'm ready for a nice cold drink. been out here walking for quite a bit, and I'm going to grab me some nice cold grape Gatorade when I get inside. So we'll pause this, and I'll be right back with you to wrap this up. Okay, everybody. Well, I am back home and went and grabbed the Gatorade I was talking about, and it was delicious. Alrighty, well, let's go ahead and sum this up then, shall we? Two of the apps failed completely. They're not even, for walking routes, they can't even really be considered. And that those are the Garmin and the TomTom ones, because in the case of the Garmin one, there's no way to change it to pedestrian mode unless it's automatic, but even... You know, even in the driving mode, it should have still pointed out that turn. It didn't even say the turn or when we got to the destination, so that's a complete failure. And the TomTom one, it looks like in the newest version, they've broken the buttons that let you do a local search, like on Google or Foursquare. You can't even get to that. So those are out. So with the other ones we have left, I'm going to give Google Maps the top choice. It's free. All the buttons are clearly labeled. It's very easy to enter a destination. The voice prompts are good. And you can, though the app itself doesn't read it, you can easily read the next turn with VoiceOver and even, you know, use that as a slider to read the entire route if you want to. So for walking routes, Google Maps has my top vote with MotionX pretty close behind it. There's a few unlabeled buttons in MotionX. The price is reasonable, though. It's like $9 a year, I think. The instructions are good. You can have them repeated at any time. It's easy to enter a destination. So, so MotionX is close behind. As far as the ones that are usable, I would put Navigon at the bottom. It is usable, but there are a few things that it's lacking. For one thing, it's a pain to enter an address. You have to go through like the city and then the street. I know there's another app in the App Store, I think, that lets you put in the address and then it passes it off to Navigon, but it's like, no, you shouldn't have to have a separate app just for ease of entering an address. That's silly. It's fairly easy to enter, you know, a place of interest, though, and to choose the type of route you want. The instructions are fairly decent. The only thing is, with Navigon, it doesn't tell you the side of your destination when you arrive or when you ask it to repeat the instruction. It doesn't tell you that. It only really tells you that once. I think that should be spoken more. The other thing about Navigon you should be aware of is when you purchase it, to keep your maps up to date, you have to pay an extra $39, at least in the U.S., in addition to what you pay for the app. And if you do that, then you get maps like every 3 months or something like that, I understand the maps aren't free, but that's a little much to have to pay, I mean, especially compared to the other apps. They don't really charge for the map updates like that. So... there you go. So TomTom and Garmin are pretty much out for walking routes. If I had to rank them in order from best to worst, and again, all these are usable out of the other three, it would be Google Maps first, MotionX very close behind it, and then Navigon usable but much further down. So that's my ratings. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoyed this.
Maybe I'll do another one of some other less-known GPS ones. I know there's MapQuest. There's one called Waze, W-A-Z-E. I'm not sure how accessible it is. Maybe we'll do a part two of this if anybody's interested, maybe with some maybe lesser-known apps. There was another one that I was going to use, Magellan Roadmate, but it hasn't been updated for a while, and if you try to do a Google local search with it, it crashes. So that pretty much eliminates that one. There are a couple other ones. Maybe we can look at those if anybody's interested in a part two. Anyway, I've thoroughly enjoyed this, and I hope everybody has too. And I appreciate you you coming along with me for the walk. It was fun. I really enjoyed this. Okay, if anybody wants to contact me, feel free. Love hearing from people. Love your feedback. That's what inspires me to do all these podcasts is your feedback. If you want to contact me, feel free. Email address is my ham radio call sign. So it's n0oxy@charter.net. All right, everybody. Until the next podcast, everybody take care. And have fun navigating with whatever app you choose.